Welcome to Shom Achshava Nadaf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara in the Amud Beis mentions the idea of smicha. The korbanos need to have smicha. And because korbanos need to have the smicha, you cannot have a korban that got mixed up with another korban. You can't bring it to the Mizbeach because you're missing out on the smicha. And Toises here in Lent speaks about the idea that even though there's some korbanos that you don't do smicha for, but you try to have smicha on every carbon. You try not to be in a position that you avoid smicha. So here's a good place to discuss what is the idea of smicha. What's the depth of smicha? What's the idea of leaning on the carbon? So the Rikanti already mentions, in Parshas Vayikra he says, "Kva pirashti tama smicha." I mentioned what smicha is. Where did he explain it? So as the Levush, who wrote his footnotes on the Rikanti, he sends us to Parshas Vayetze, this week's Parsha. Parshas Vayetze says that Rachel brings Bilhah, says Bilhah will come in to be a wife to Yaakov Avinu, and I will be built from her. So says the Rikanti, Lefi hamshacha ve'atzilus she'etanimtzech nimsheches v'netzeres al Bilhah shivchoso. Whatever influence Bilhah will get, ha'etanimsheches gam kenaleah, it will come to her as well. What is it similar to? Says Rikanti to smichas hakorban, laatzila ladover shesoyim chimalov koyach haroi. The same way with smichas korban, you have the idea that the korban becomes the extension of the adam. The same way Bilhah is the extension of Rachel. So korban is a continuation of the adam. How does that happen? Through smicha. In fact, he's leaning on it. And Parshas Vayikra, when he mentions, he says, I spoke about it in Parshas Vayetze. There he adds one more word. He says, "Kulatzil alei chetoy." When a person leans on the carbon, he, so to speak, transfers the chet to the carbon. And this connects to the Sfasemis. We mentioned already the first part of the Sfasemis earlier in the Masechta. The Sfasemis mentions his grandfather, the Chedush Harim, that springs, that the Medrash says, that whenever we do a korban, it reminds us of a Kedas Yitzchak. Why is that so? So he says, because where do we find that a korban replaced an Adam, that a korban stood in as an extension of Adam? That was Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak was naked to give him his back, and then came the Ayil and replaced him. Says the Sfasemes, Zeh inyan asmicho bechol koichoy. That's the idea of smicho. To machshavo ha-rotzon u-moyse nafshoy. He wants now also, through his machshava, he is moisa himself to go on the mizbech. But I need to do a peula b'mindset. Come and say, here, this korban represents me. How does this korban represent me? Through the smicha. Continues to say, by tefillah, we don't have any more the smicha. So we only have the kavanas aleiv that we have by korbanas. But by korban, there was the maisa as well. The maisa was, I'm transferring myself. I'm connecting myself to the korban. Because the idea is, as the Ramban that we mentioned before, is when the korban goes in the Mizbeach, it's in lieu of the Adam. It's as if the Adam is going to the Mizbeach. That's what the Kanti says, the chet goes in the korban, that's what gets all the kapara. So in order for the korban to be a continuation of the Adam, you need to do smicha. Rav Nachman, Breslov, in Likutei Moharan, Chelek Aleph, Torah Chof Hei, he adds another knech, he adds another addition to it. He says, not just stam that the behemoth represents the Adam, but the behemoth represents the bad part of the Adam. Because the behemoth represents what's koyach ha-mendame. You could maybe translate a different word. Is the behemoth is the nefesh. Nefesh ha-bahamis is the lower part of the Adam. When a person has taivis and he goes after his bad traits, he's considered to be going after his behemoth part. So the behemoth represents the bad part of the Adam himself. When a person comes and does smicha, so then all the chatoim, all the bad things that he did, go on the be'imo, that's the power of be'imo that he has in himself. He calls it koyach ha-mendame, the koyach of imagination, of dimyon. And then you take that be'imo, which represents his behemius, and put it in the mizbech, and that's how you break it, that's how you fix it. So this all goes in one ma'alach. The be'imo is the representation of the Adam. And how does the be'imo become an extension to the Adam? Through smicha. Leaning on the korban connects the korban to the Adam. What still needs havana, maybe the second stage of this concept, is why in some places you don't have smicha. For example, by women. Women don't have smicha. Why they don't have that connection to the korban? V'od chazon l'moyed, to get back to this inyan. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.